Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
I'd like to go arty with Professor of Fine Arts, Breeda Ennis, as we take a brief look at a Raphael masterpiece, one known as the Disputer of the Blessed Sacrament, hidden away in the Vatican's Stanza of the Signatura. Stay tuned.
There's plenty going on there, reader. I think you'll have trouble describing this.
This is probably a fresco which introduced cinema to the world, in a sense, because all these big scenes of Raphael with the life-size figures, they are actually life-size figures, it looks like you're walking into a film set. In the sense that you are totally sucked into the shape and pulled into the image, and you have to get involved in what's going on. A very lovely sensation. We have to think about the actual feast of Corpus Domini, which came from visions of Saint Juliana of Liege in the year 1258. She had visions that the Pope had to make a feast of the Corpus Domini, which was to commemorate the institution of the Eucharist. By the way, the monstrance for carrying the Blessed Sacrament was actually invented because of these processions in order to celebrate the Corpus Domini. And you can see one here on the altar, which Raphael put right down at the end, and that's the nearest to you. So at the top you have this massive set of golden rays pitted with gold leaf, because this is actually quite an extraordinary piece of work. You have the celestial angels each side, so you have God the Father, and he has in his hand a globe. Coming down on the rays from the top part of the image. It looks like the apse of a church, actually. If you look at it really close, it looks like an apse. Then just below him, there's another massive circle, again, with radiating gold lines coming out in the center with little cherubim around the edge. Actually, it almost looks like a kind of a plate, you know, the way it's put, with the golden centre, with a blue border, with all the little green and red cherubim. And then again, you have the Madonna, and you have St. John the Baptist sitting with a beautiful figure of Christ, very, very beautiful, as a young man with a halo. And he has his feet on the clouds there, just below. It's almost translucent, almost ethereal. So he's giving that kind of otherworld sense to the figure of Christ and the clouds that are below him. And then you go right down again, and even the Holy Ghost has had his little golden disc. This whole painting, the top part of this painting, is considered a celestial sky. It's almost like the other world. But a really joyous other world. So you have the Holy Ghost in the middle there. And each side you have the four books of the Gospels held by little putti.
Little angels.
Yeah, little angels. Books written, obviously, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So right next to
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit. And then each side sitting on a sort of, I don't know how to describe, you think of Perugino's little tiny sort of immobile cloud systems. Raphael has the same thing here, except he puts things into the little areas. He has all these little heads of angels inside the clouds. So he was the first person to divide paintings in this way, like what's happening in heaven is above the clouds and what's happening below is on the normal level. And the two, inasmuch as they have a link in the axis, you have a central axis, you have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and going straight down to the host in the monstrance. Then all the figures on the top from St. Peter, Paul, Adam, Bonaventura, etc., you have all these saints in heaven who have already gone up, let's say, beyond the clouds. Below, you'll notice what's happening on earth is completely related to people happening on earth, meaning nobody's looking up. The upper part does not pertain to them in that moment. So all the figures below, like the doctors of the church each side of the altar, you have Sixtus and Julius II, and they're all talking about the sacrament. The fresco has been incorrectly called the disputa of the sacrament because it's a conversation about the triumph of the Blessed Sacrament.
Big thank you there to Breda Ennis, a professor of fine arts, currently working at the American University of Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.